is The World Tonight. Good evening. I'm Douglas Edwards, CBS News. George Bush has spent 2 years and $16 million trying to be the Republican presidential candidate in 1980. Today, he admitted that he's run out of time and money, and through his support to Ronald Reagan. Richard Roth has the story.
Bush said it has become clear that no matter how well he might do in remaining primaries, he cannot turn the race around. And so he sent a message this morning to Ronald Reagan, congratulating him on a superb campaign.
I've never quit a fight in my life. But throughout my political career, I've always worked to unite and strengthen the Republican Party. And that's not simply my own nomination, remains my ultimate commitment to this campaign.
But the former congressman, diplomat, and CIA director did not quite become the former candidate. Aides said federal campaign laws require them to maintain a legal candidacy in order to keep raising money to retire some $300,000 in debts. Bush denied he's doing that to keep vice presidential aspirations alive. He now has no plans to make campaign appearances, but he is not yet releasing his delegates. He says he will be urging them to vote for Ronald Reagan. But by holding on to them now, he guarantees them a trip to the convention, and he guarantees himself an opportunity to address his fellow Republicans this July in Detroit. Richard Roth, CBS News, Houston.
Ronald Reagan was duly grateful on the campaign trail in California and sent word that bygones would be bygones.
His help will be welcome and most effective. Whatever differences we may have had with regard to specific issues, we've always been united in our determination to remove the present administration in Washington from office. And soon we'll go forward now with that in pursuit of that goal.
More news after this.
Do you know how to say traveler's check in Japanese? Listen.
Visa no yokousha konitte desu ka? Mochiron kekkou desu. Visa kara desu kara.
How do you say traveler's check in Spanish?
Cheques de viajeros visa? Seguro que si los acepto, son de visa.
What if you were visiting France?
Le chèque de voyage de visa? Mais oui, ce sont de visa.
If the only word you could always recognize was visa, then you're like millions of people around the world. That's why Visa traveler's checks make travel and shopping so much easier. Visa traveler's checks are accepted like cash around the world. But they're a lot safer to carry than cash because if you lose them, they can be replaced. And these traveler's checks have the Visa name, a name that looks the same and sounds the same in any language. Remember, for travel and shopping, Visa is the most widely recognized name in the world.
The aircraft carrier Nimitz came home from the Persian Gulf today, and President Carter flew out in his helicopter for a welcome home from the Commander-in-Chief. Lee Thornton reports.
The President said, on behalf of a grateful nation, well done. Not since World War II had a U.S. vessel been at sea so long without a port of call, 144 days. On a mission, President Carter said he is absolutely convinced has been the major factor in protecting the lives of the 53 American hostages.
The clear knowledge of American military strength is the surest guarantee that when your presence was felt, stability prevailed and the hostages were indeed protected in their lives.
In all, the Nimitz was out almost 9 months. It was from the ship's flight deck that the 8 helicopters took off on the ill-fated hostage rescue attempt. President Carter also used an occasion resplendent with patriotism to again condemn the Soviet invasion of Afghanistan and deplore the regime of Cuba's Fidel Castro. Then he went ashore to express his gratitude to the families of the men of the Nimitz and the cruisers California and Texas. Lee Thornton, CBS News, Norfolk, Virginia.
More news when The World Tonight continues.
This house looks new, doesn't it? But it was painted over a year ago with Fuller O'Brien. Look at the trim. No cracking or blistering. And the siding. Great coverage. Fuller O'Brien makes covering any surface easy. Hey, that's protection from rain, snow, and sun for years. That's the quality you get at every Fuller O'Brien Pro Shop. You'll be proud of your paint shop. Just be sure the paint you're buying is Fuller O'Brien.
Behind that blueberry face, under that chocolate chip, next barbecue, let Wet Ones Moist Towelettes help you find your beautiful child. A barbecue is a great place to find messy hands and faces that need Wet Ones. Wet Ones go where you go and clean better than anything dry.
Wet Ones, behind every messy face and hands, there's a beautiful child.
This is the day the Palestinian autonomy talk should have been wrapped up. Instead, it's the day that Ezer Weitzman sent a letter to Prime Minister Begin, resigning his key post of defense minister, and as a result, his key role in the peace talks. Dan Raviv reports.
Weitzman submitted his letter of resignation today, accusing Prime Minister Begin of missing a great opportunity. In his letter to Begin, Weitzman wrote, "The people believed in peace. They have not stopped believing, but it became clear to me that the hopes placed in you were unfounded. Instead of striding toward peace, we are marching in place." Prime Minister Begin was apparently deeply offended by that letter, issuing a statement that says Weitzman has made a very grave accusation that he knows is untrue. "We made many sacrifices for peace," Begin says, "and Mr. Weitzman knows that." Begin also accused Egypt of delaying the talks on setting up Palestinian autonomy by making proposals that Israel cannot accept. Today was the target date set more than a year ago for agreement on autonomy. It passed with little fanfare. Dan Raviv, CBS News, Tel Aviv.
More in a moment.
Saving people money on homeowners insurance is one of the things State Farm agents do best. They represent a company with a reputation for low rates. And when they keep a customer's premium down, that customer is likely to recommend State Farm to other homeowners. So saving you money on your homeowner's insurance is just good business. Come on in and talk it over with your State Farm agent.
And like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Who's there?
Candy.
Candy who?
Candy, imagine why you have this no-pest target on your door.
Well, imagine no flies or mosquitoes. We have no pest.
The famous no-pest strip. If you use an aerosol, use the no-pest strip, too. You'll kill more flies and mosquitoes because the strip kills 24 hours a day.
Who's there?
Utah.
Utah who?
You talked me into it. I'm getting no-pest.
Oh, good.
Get the no-pest strip and kill flying bugs 24 hours a day. Do you have no-pest?
There was both good and bad news today from Mount St. Helens and from the area most seriously affected by the volcano's two eruptions. Bernard Goldberg reports.
Mount St. Helens was hiding under a cover of thick clouds today, quiet and stable after yesterday's major eruption. That was the good news. The bad news came this morning when officials said that five hikers were spotted near the volcano in a restricted zone on Saturday, were ordered to leave, refused, and after Sunday's eruption, cannot be found. Besides the five hikers, 76 others are officially listed as missing. But because of the bad weather and because volcanic ash can wreck airplane engines, search and rescue operations were halted again for the second straight day. Officials hold out little hope for the missing. 21 are known dead. And federal officials told reporters in Vancouver, Washington today that prolonged exposure to volcanic ash that has fallen over a wide area of the Pacific Northwest could possibly, in 10 to 20 years, cause serious respiratory problems. Bernard Goldberg, CBS News, Vancouver, Washington.
Wall Street, of course, observed Memorial Day with the rest of the nation today. We'll have our usual report on tomorrow's World Tonight.